UFO whistleblowers past and present. The UFOs are now known as UAPs. A whistleblower mentioned something he had heard but had no proof of. I am talking about dead UAP whistleblowers and investigators, who he was told were killed. What really weakened what he said was he had no knowledge of this, just what he heard. The topic has been spoken about for years, and there were some investigators and witnesses who the evidence pointed to as being murdered, but I think since he had no personal knowledge of this, it weakened the rest of what he was talking about and lost him some followers. I still believe him, but there were probably many people who were on the fence before he mentioned it. If someone who was or is a government employee becomes a whistleblower, they have to know their life is about to become hell, even though there are supposedly laws to protect them. If they have evidence they can present to boost their testimony, they should show it. If all they can say is they saw this or that, it becomes much harder because they have to expect there to be witnesses against them. Not only that, but certain things are routinely done to ruin their credibility. I can't help but think of the case of Bob Lazar, a former government scientist who was assigned to an offshoot of Area 51 and tasked with reverse engineering UAPs. When Lazar came forward and went public on the reverse engineering program, suddenly there were not records of his employment, no proof he even graduated college, and many denials by the government that they employed him. He had a witness to a UAP sighting he knew was going to happen in advance because it was a test. The witness was the son of the inventor of the Learjet. None of this mattered. He was ostracized by the government, who denied everything he said. Then it happened. An investigative reporter named George Knapp dug into the case and found Bob Lazar's name listed in the Area 51 phone book. He went out and discovered a place where some of the other employees hung out, and began to question them, asking if they ever saw Bob Lazar working there, and some said yes. Over the years, Lazar got tired of the harassment and became silent on the subject. He started his own business selling online. He complained that the FBI came into his home and searched it and left. I guess they didn't find anything. To this day, Lazar is still branded as a charlatan by some, even though it has been proven he did work where he said. Recently he came back into the news and made a video with Jeremy Corbell. While some will never believe him, many do. UAP whistleblowers are nothing new. This has been happening since at least World War II, when pilots kept talking about seeing what they named Foo Fighters, which were balls of light following their planes. When it started, the Allies thought it was a German invention, and the Germans thought just the opposite. They believed they were from the Allies. It didn't take long for both sides to realize the technology was beyond both of them. We could call Jesse Marcel a whistleblower, but he didn't look at it that way when he told the newspapers a UAP had crashed at Roswell. We did see, however, how the government nipped this in the bud by forcing him to agree to a false story created by the government to hide the fact a UAP had crashed. That might have been the point he realized if he wanted a future in the US Army, he might have hurt his career. I think this was overlooked because of his cooperation, because he retired as a lieutenant colonel. If that would have happened today, I think he may have been passed over or hounded to get out of the service. Phil Schneider was a whistleblower who was ultimately found dead, and while his death was listed as suicide by hanging by a barbed wire, an autopsy was said to show he had been strangled by medical tubing. His story is one of the more famous ones. He was in charge of a digging project, and when the bit got stuck, he went into the hole and saw aliens underground. He exchanged fire with them and they blew off part of his hand. He was rescued by soldiers who died doing it. After that trauma and healing, he began to talk about what happened. It is said he received a visit from some men who told him he had to stop, and I think they threatened him. Schneider decided the world had to know about the extraterrestrials and went on tours discussing the events. One day he left his house located on a steep hill, got into his car and went to drive down. That was when he was driving and noticed he had no brakes. He managed to survive and had the car examined, and it is said he was told the brakes line was cut. This didn't stop him, and eventually he was said to have been strangled. One of the things we learned from Schneider, besides the fact he was a very brave man, was there were aliens living in underground bases. If Schneider was drilling over their base at the time, we probably didn't know they were there, so I have to wonder why we were drilling in that spot. Could it just have been a coincidence? That is such a long shot, I have to think not. The government might have got a tip something strange was going on there, but never suspected aliens were living there. We have seen in the news stories about the testimonies of two or three whistleblowers who testified before Congress, but it has been said Congress, the Inspector General and the Pentagon have heard the testimony of more than 30 UAP whistleblowers. Reporters have stated they almost all mentioned that there was a UAP crash retrieval program and a reverse engineering program. One reporter stated there is still a lot of secrecy about the topic and the government is pushing back about the transparency. Why would they do this? Could it be because they are scared? Maybe the government has been threatened by the aliens if they let all the information out. How would humans take it if they found out more than one out of three humans have been abducted and most don't know it because of an alien memory wipe which a few people have eventually been able to fight?